Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Well, good evening and happy Wednesday to everyone. I hope you guys are having a glorious week. And for many of us, it's been kind of a challenging week. I have friends all over telling me that this has been a week that has been kind of making a person stop and kind of take notice and bring things to the surface that you perhaps weren't ready to deal with. And I thought it'd be really good to kind of talk about that in today's show. You know, they call it hump day on Wednesday. And for many people, it really has been feeling like a hump day. And so I want to invite you to join me in this space of safety and relaxation. I call it tea talk because I want you to know that you can sit back and have a cup of tea and relax. Whatever you may have going on in your life today, yesterday, or Monday, as we got through this week, I want you to know that this time right now is for you, and we are here to connect, release, and exhale. It should feel so really, really good. I've got a lot of people online calling that have questions, so I thought it'd be really cool to encourage people to keep their topics to this subject of challenge. You know, what in your life has been potentially challenging you? What kind of guidance can you get today from Spirit that can help you in your life get past the challenge and move forward? In the life that I live, in the practice that I present to people, my passion is around giving people that connection, giving people that channel, giving them that conduit so they can connect to their own, what I call spiritual posse, to get the answers that they need, to get the guidance that they need, to get the support that they need when they're going through whatever it is that they may be going through. I use the term spiritual transformation in my own transformational coaching process to take spirit, connect with it, and transform your life through the guidance that you receive. And in this conversation, when I do readings, it's the same thing. You can take this opportunity to connect and get that true guidance you need to step through the next level in your life. Or you can just get, you know, kind of the same answers and the same processes that we may always wait for. So I'm going to invite you to take advantage of that and see what we can do as we talk through today's subject, which is traversing the challenges that may be presenting you to get to the other side. So before we start, I'm going to do what I always do. Let's take a moment to sit still and give thanks. Take a deep breath and release anything that you may be holding on to that may be standing in your way. And acknowledge all the lessons of the day and of the week so far that may have been supportive or been of service to the ultimate path that you're on. But we're going to release that as well. Ask for some guidance from the great divine, our divine Father, our divine spirit that is there to support us, surrounding us with love and devotion. If you're driving, I ask that you keep your focus on the road, but for the rest of you, just take this moment to be in calm. I'm going to go ahead and take my first caller and start off our call today, our show today rather, with who we have here first. So who am I talking to?
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, Angel.
Hi, Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi.
How are you today?
Well, I had my big interview.
Yes.
It was jam-packed. Oh, mine was an appointment, but they had walk-ins, and it was really, really packed. And I interviewed with a gentleman. His name is Clayton. And
okay.
It was a loud, noisy room, but I made him my center of attention. I without even thinking, I put my hands clasped in my, just on top of my legs, and I leaned forward and I made eye contact with him. And he would ask a question, and I'd be really thoughtful, and I would answer. And I think I fielded his questions very well. There were a few surprises, but I kept my composure. He said that they were moving pretty quickly, so I would know maybe even as early as Wednesday, which is today, but I did not hear anything. I hope it's not an email, because that means thanks but no thanks. I hope it's a telephone call with a job offer. Are you picking up anything intuitively, Angel?
I'm not picking up that you're going to receive an email, but I am picking up that they have a hard decision to make and they had a lot of people to talk to, and I also feel like it's not the only opportunity there. So the positive energy is still there. So I'm not feeling that there's anything that has changed. The only thing that is present right now is just the vast nature of the next step for them. So it was very ambitious of them to say by Wednesday, because they're nowhere near where they need to be, because they have a lot to filter through. And it looks like there's other people that have to be engaged now. Don't be surprised if you're asked to come in and talk to somebody else.
Oh, okay. Ultimately, do you think they will hire me, though?
It does feel like this opportunity is still there. I don't get any changes. I still get a very positive hit. I'm still feeling that this is the one, but it's worth it. So it's going to be a tough climb. So just stay positive and stay focused and keep working on the things that you've been working on to keep yourself nice and centered. Your energy is really, really super, super good right now. You feel you're very positive and very, very focused, and I like it.
I was very centered, and when I had my interview with him, I kept thinking about you and you saying, you're reminding me that the caller, so important that to get a good connection, and I looked right at him and I said, one of the most important parts of, one of the integral parts of a successful call is being connected to the caller, and I knew he liked that.
Yes.
And I sense that I did well. When I handed him my resume on expensive textured white linen paper, he looked at it. I gave him a letter of interest, my resume, and two supervisorial references and two coworker references, and he just said, walk me through, and I didn't even look at anything. I just looked at him, and I talked from my heart, and then the internet says, ask for the job at the end of the interview. So when he said the interview was over, I looked at him, and I normally would never do this, but I reached out, and I touched his hand, and I mentioned his name, which I will not say on the air. And I said, I want to let you know that I am extremely interested in this opportunity. If you hire me, you will be very happy. I will contribute to the continued success of your organization on a very high level.
Very good. So while you're talking, I pulled a card because I have some angel cards here. In the card that I pulled for you is a prosperity card. And the card says, your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality.
Okay.
You need to know that everything is flowing the way it was meant to flow.
Okay. And when I read the ad for the interview, it said on International Drive. So I mentioned that. Wanting confirmation this will be on International Drive. And he said, well, we're not sure. And I just nodded, going with the flow. And then he said, are you available the very beginning of July? And I said, absolutely. This would be my priority. And he mentioned shifts might have Saturdays, and I said, I love to work Saturdays. That's my preference, actually. So, and I was being very honest. I do. And it gives you a day to take care of business during the week. And
right.
I asked some questions, which I normally forget to ask. I said, one question was, what qualities is this company looking for a successful candidate? And I'm honestly telling you that everything he said described me to a T. And
awesome.
I was cordial to him. I was business cordial. And I really zoned in on our, if you can imagine, like in a hotel, this big kind of conference room, there's tables around, there's people talking around you. It could have been distracting, but I really put my focus on him, and he probably noticed that. And that resume I handed him cost me a few bucks.
Wendy, how do you feel right now about how it went?
I feel like he thinks that I probably handled myself very well. He kind of talked about my last previous occupation, which was with a major bank, and I didn't really want to focus on that because I didn't think it was relevant. So,
but if
I
you felt like he
question,
did he feel like you? How do you feel about how this went with my? How do you feel about it?
I think if I were the interview, I would have admiration for the way I handled myself.
I want you to stay in that space. Just stay in that space and release it to the hands of the divine and keep that faith and know that it's gonna come to fruition for you, because they do have multiple opportunities that they're filling for, and so they've had to take a little more time. And I want to repeat, because I keep getting this, that you need to be prepared for the possibilities that you might have to talk to someone else, because it feels like there may be more conversations coming up. But it still feels as possible. It still feels the same. The intensity of the positive energy on it has not changed for me.
And
okay?
how will I do if I'm called in for a second interview? Will it be a totally different person?
It would be a different person. It would be a different
and
person
would I do
if you
well?
Get called. You're going to do as well as you did today. You're going to do well because you have to stay focused. Stay in the space that you're in now. Do not doubt. Don't let doubt come in. The reason why I have to answer like that is because I can't speak to how you're going to do if you walk in differently, because you control how you occur, right? So right now, everything looks amazing. So you have to stay in this space. It's up to you now. Stay in this space
you know
of power.
What?
Yeah.
I just understood what you told me. And I'm telling you, when they called my name, when I walked in there, I had been on my cell phone. I was on the internet about questions to ask at the end of the interview. And I was so focused. And I asked three questions at the end. And I feel I would give myself an A-.
That's a good
honest.
Score. That is a good score.
Yes, it is.
That's a good score. So this is what I want you to do, because I do have to – I got like a lot of callers, so I got to move on to the next caller. But this is what I want you to do. I want you to stay in your grounded space and just focus on that golden positive energy. Stay focused on the energy. Don't worry about what may happen or what may not happen. And try not to spend a lot of time going over the interview anymore. Just say, God, that was awesome. And give yourself some congratulations. Give yourself some acknowledgement and give yourself some reward for accomplishment or job well done, or showing up in power, showing up in that space that we spent a lot of time creating you in this space. Congratulate that for yourself. Celebrate that over the next couple of days. And then when the next call comes, be ready, because the call that's going to come is either going to be that presentation of the reward, or one more opportunity to talk to someone, because it does feel like they may need you to talk to somebody else just because of how focused they are on picking the right person. Because you're right, a lot of people showed up for this. And so don't get Don't get distracted if you get called again. Okay? Don't get distracted. That doesn't
okay.
mean anything. But I'm so proud.
Okay.
Oh my God, that feels so fantastic. And
well,
if you want
you.
To,
and,
yes.
What was it you were going to say?
I was saying if you want to, you can go to the website and add yourself to the prayer list again. Because I have a prayer list up, because I have a circle that I'm going to. My circle is this Sunday. And we'll be praying for people. If anybody wants to be on the prayer list, add to that so we can send you some energy. So just go to my website, bellydancingmedium.com, and click on the little top link. It says Angels Prayer List. It'll take you to a page where you
okay.
can add yourself to the prayer list. And when the group gets together this weekend, we will send you some more energy because I like where you're at and I want to keep you there.
Okay, I will do that. And I'm going to visualize me being in their training class early July. And
early
Angel,
July.
I'm telling you something.
Yes.
Yeah, that he said it starts early July for 7 weeks. And
oh, my God.
And so I'm visualizing, and this is something I'm telling you, for the longest time, for over a year, I kept thinking right before my 66th birthday on July the 6th.
And here you are.
I'm going to get the job. I'm going to get the job that I'll keep for at least 5 years. And it's ironic that the training starts about 3 days before my birthday.
That is amazing. See how it turns out when you have faith? Do you see that? That's amazing.
Yes.
Well, you have a fantastic evening, my love. You take care. And don't forget, stay in this positive space because it's going to come together just the way you wanted it because you asked for it. And you ask for it,
okay.
It will come. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very
awesome.
Much.
Awesome. You're welcome. God bless. Good night.
God bless. Good night.
That's awesome. 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 No, the thing about the desire, we wanted to talk about obstacles. And getting through your obstacles to get to your dream can be one of the biggest things to get past. And it's often the confidence and the trust that gets in the way. And trust... Man, trust can be the hardest one, also known as faith, right? K-A, faith. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi,
hello?
This is Kit.
Hi, Kit. How are
Hi.
You?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing
I'm so
excellent.
Sorry. I was trying to turn down the TV. I was shocked I got in so quickly.
I was like, oh, what's that?
That's exactly what I was doing.
That's okay.
I was listening to your call, listening to the cooking show, and then when it went boop, I was like,
boop,
oh
shoot,
okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to be rude, and you can hear the TV in the background and stuff,
okay,
and I was trying to grab the remote.
At least
I'm
it's
sorry.
Cooking, right? As long as it's cooking and
yeah.
not, like, gunshots and crazy stuff, so that's cool.
No. I'm trying to stay awake. I like your topic because I have total challenges on top of challenges. Right now, I guess one of the big, they all are kind of three big ones all in one. But
yes.
I'm looking for work. I have been having challenges getting back to employed, but I did have an interview on May 9th, and I thought I did very well, but I haven't heard from them. I did do a follow-up call to the scheduler, didn't receive a return phone call, so I'm not sure what's going on. And just so you know, to that position or any position, I can interview sometimes and I'll go, okay, no, they're going to call me. I know this is the one. This is, and I'm still at the same place. And when I say I need a job yesterday, and I don't know what I'm doing to not get the offer. Usually, you know what I mean? So it's like it's a blessing. I've never talked to you before. So it's like, okay, this is a perfect topic for me.
I always tell people that's kind of how it always turns up is everybody kind of shows up on the same topic when it's just how it always works, whether it's a radio show or a healing circle or a meditation night. It just seems to work out that way. So I can tell you this. It's Kit, right?
Kathy.
Okay. When I connect with you, what I'm getting primarily is this sense of change in the career transition, like a complete 180 around what it is that you are kind of doing versus what it is that you are stepping into and want to do. And that's what you're feeling is the stagnation of going into a transitional period. And the hard part in this transitional period, it feels like, is the purpose period. You're going into your purpose. Does that make sense?
In a way, because it's just, I've had so much turmoil. I'm almost about to lose my house. At the same time, it's almost paid off. I had a pipe bust in my house in 2015 that I had to hire an attorney because the contractor messed up my house. In addition to that, I'm unemployed. So when I say I have challenges, I'm like, I must just going to be getting a new look on whole life, because I just, it's just way too much for one person that I'm dealing with. It's just... I'm literally at this point about to collapse.
Well, that's kind of unfortunately and fortunately, that's what it looks like. It's like the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. The painful process, body, mind, and spirit of going into a life purpose transition. And that's what's happening here for you. So you're being guided. Of course, the patient's message is coming through to you. And this career change, you know, the May 9th interview did go well, but there's some consideration around whether you were the right person. And you've had some check-ins and they're still having conversations about that. I'm not feeling that that's the position that you're going to get. I feel like another opportunity is going to be coming to you in June. That's going to be the opportunity that you're going to take. And there's much more freedom and joy in your heart and in your creativity in this position that you're stepping into in June. I'm seeing the number 7. When I look at it, so it's like somewhere around June 7th, which is, what is the day of the week for June 7th here? June 7th is going to be on a Wednesday. So somewhere around that first week of June, which is 2 weeks from tonight to be exact, is when I feel like something is going to come to you. And the number 7 is coming through really super strong for you. Now, I don't know if 7 is a number that you engage with a lot, but I'm getting the number 7 that's coming through to you. And that this job that I'm seeing for you is Peter's with everything now, but I'm seeing you speaking to people, and it's kind of like facilitating. I want to say teaching, but it doesn't look like teaching. It looks like you're doing some presentation and some kind of lecturing to a group of people in the workplace. Does that make sense? Because that's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing.
No.
So I see you in an office setting, talking to people, lecturing and engaging with people, whether it is I keep seeing a presentation of some kind, not a complicated like spreadsheets and stuff, but just in front of people talking to them. And I'm not looking at 60, 70, 100 people. I'm looking at 3, 4, 5, 6 people. So it's a whole different environment for you. And so you're being encouraged to look outside of the normal thing you look for and spend some time really digging into what it is you love to do. What it is you love to do. Right now you're kind of muddled, huh?
That's what people have said that to me. Make sure it's what I love to do. I'm in accounting and finance, and I'm at a manager, director level. I love accounting and finance. I do. I like what I do. So I'm not sure what's going wrong with it, because if you said, do you love it, and I said no, then I could understand. But I truly do like what I do. So I don't know where to
I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question. When it comes to this financial piece, the work that you do you enjoy helping people understand what you're talking about? Helping them understand. Because that's what it feels like. It feels like you are leaning towards more of a presenter training, like finance for dummies, you know, helping people understand what you're talking about so that they can do their businesses better, so they can run the departments better, so they can do what they do better is what it feels like to me.
Okay.
Does that make more sense? Does that make a little more sense for you?
It could be in a different field. We're still within accounting, but more on
correct
process improvement or change management or something to that. And that's fine. Or consultant. That's fine. So on the 7th, are you saying that that's when it'll start me with this new position, or that's when I'll just someone will call or something? Not as
it feels like something's going to ignite on the 7th. There's some sort of shift for you around opportunity around the 7th, which is literally 2 weeks from now. So that's what it feels like. I see it very strongly that it is the 7th is coming out very strong for you. So that's what I want you to kind of keep hold of on that. And I understand, I'm feeling that it's tough right now. I'm feeling that it's just like you're heavy in terms of just the nature of everything that's happened around you. So I really want you to stay in a space of calm as much as you can, whether it's through meditation or just whatever you can do to keep yourself from being kind of consumed by the heaviness, and know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. And keep looking. The process is like you're sending out interest. You're sending out the bait for somebody to grab. So don't just sit back and wait for the 7th. Continue to send your bait out, because somebody's going to pluck it very, very, very soon. Very soon. It's not 7 months. I'm not feeling like this is 7 months, 7 weeks. I was told specifically June, and then I saw the number 7.
Okay.
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 And if you want to, do me a favor and check out my website. It's linked to the show, and it's also, and it's bellydancingmedium.com in case you... my spelling is not that great here, and my speech can be kind of difficult to interpret when I'm putting all my L's and my G's together. So you go to that website, and you can click Angel's Prayer List. I'd love to send you some positive energy while you're going through this with my daily prayers and then my weekly prayers with my group. Nobody says no to wonderful energy, right?
Right. And your website. Okay, I see it now. Belly dancing medium. I have it right.
That's me.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'm going to wish you well, and I will keep you in my mind. I'm here every week if you want to check in and let me know how things are going, but I'm dying to see what happens here as we roll into June for you. I cannot wait.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care. You have a good evening, and God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
And this is Dawn.
Yes.
I just had a question about my career. I did an unpaid speaking engagement today, and I just wanted to know, do you see more money trickling in from my career path?
Yes, I do. I do. You, they're showing me you speaking. You said you had an unpaid speaking gig, and I saw you in front of people, and they're showing me lights touching several people. So you're going to get some calls from some people that were there to get some more work in. So you want to focus on creating this continuing to create your brand around what you're going to do with these people. And it's going to start coming in. So you use the word trickle, and that's exactly what it's going to do.
I did. I don't even use that word.
You need to change that word into pour or flood.
Okay. Yeah, because trickle is like I want it like avalanche.
That's right. I want you to change that. So you're being asked to. You're in a magical point right now to change that, so you can change the amount that comes in, because trickle is not what we want. Because
no,
that
we don't want
Yeah, somebody's going to call you and give you a dollar tomorrow. That's not what.
Right.
Not what
no,
you want.
That's not what
not
we
what
want.
And clarify in your mind what you're looking for. Clarify in your mind what you want. You're being told you have the Midas touch right now. So everything you
nice.
Do, you have the Midas touch right now. So if you ask for it, you'll receive it. But you got to make it clear and do more of what you did today. More of
it. Okay. So I want
get out.
I want
get out in front of more people.
Pour in.
Avalanche and flood, all those adjectives, that's what you want. That's what you want.
Okay. So
is that
this
good?
This will happen. Yeah, this is
yes,
great.
Yes, it is. This
I speak
is your
for
destiny.
A living my...
This is your destiny.
Oh, thank you. I speak for a living. I created my brand around, I pioneered an new academic field. I won't say it because we're on air, but a new academic field. I parlayed it to be in the media without any PR. There's no textbook. I'm a professor. There's no textbook. Again, I don't have a PhD. So I've been being approached about opportunities, and I just want my big payday. I'm just waiting. So I just.
That's okay.
So it's. Yeah,
creating your brand includes creating your platform. So don't discount the need to having your papers and your book and stuff. Create that stuff.
Okay.
Because there are going to be people who want to connect with you that are a little farther than you can get to, and you want to take advantage of the electronic age, which means you're going to have that stuff so that you can do Skype and because it is going to come in. It's going to feel slow for a minute, but you can change that by changing how you present it and be original. Continue the creative, original process, and it's going to happen.
Okay.
So I'm expecting to see it. The fall is going to be very, very powerful for you, especially because of the nature of what you do. So be open.
Okay.
Be open.
Okay? Be open. All right. And watch my verbiage, my language.
Watch your verbiage. Don't say trickle or a little bit or some or a little. Don't use any of those words because that's exactly what you're going to manifest.
Okay. Thank you so much. Gosh,
beautiful.
You're good. I just got like an epiphany right now. Thank you.
Oh, good.
I didn't even
you're
realize
welcome.
I was saying trickle. Thank
that's
you.
That's okay. God bless you. I'm going to be looking to hear from you, okay?
Yes. God bless you as well. Thank
God
you for
bless
your gift.
You. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Awesome sauce. Our words are power, folks. Our words are power. Everything you do, everything you say comes back to you. Everything you do, everything you say comes back to you tenfold. So make your words awesome. Make your words powerful. Make your dreams auspicious. And make your wishes enormous. And all of that will come back to you tenfold. So if you say, I want all of it, and I want a lot, it'll come back to you tenfold. I'm going to take the next caller. I have lots of people here. So I'm going to say, visit my website if you can, the Belly Dancing Medium, it's bellydancingmedium.com. Once again, bellydancingmedium.com. I have a prayer list there. You can go in and add yourself to the prayer list so that I can send you some positive energy. You can also join my mailing list so you can get my emails and my newsletters, and please like my program so I can continue to get more visibility on the Blog Talk Radio platform. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, good night. My name is Dakita.
Dakita, hi. How are you tonight?
I am fine. And yourself?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you. What can I do for you tonight?
Tonight, this topic is so wonderful because this is exactly how I've been feeling for the past couple of weeks. And I'm trying not to, come down in, but basically I'm sitting in it, like the thick of it,
Yeah, I
do. And it's getting like a little bit uncomfortable for my own good. But just whatever guidance you have. It's been weird.
Well, I have a friend of mine. I always kind of, we always joke with each other because we're peers, in the community, and she's an astrologer. And she tells me every time, I'm like, oh, my God, it's tough right now. She's like, Mars is in retrograde. I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah, Mars.
And I'm like, but you said that last week. So I'm like, so if I believe Mars is in retrograde, it's going to always be in retrograde. My life is going to be in that chaos, right? So I say that because when I look at your space, and I even pulled out a little card because I have my angel cards here. I pull sometimes as I'm talking to people, and I get gentleness for you. And it's not that you necessarily are gentle. It's that you have to be gentle with yourself. You cutting to the chase, you got to cut yourself some slack. So I do feel like you're in a space of transition. I do feel like there's a lot going on around you. The image I'm getting is you standing in the middle of a whirlpool, kind of going around, everything's flying around you, and you're just like, oh, my God, what do I do? But instead of trying to navigate through, you're looking at yourself, trying to figure out why you are the cause of your situation, and that's almost making it worse. Does that make sense?
That was my original question. Why is it happening again?
Yeah. And this is not about what you're doing to yourself. You are coming to an end of a lesson phase in your life. And they usually can last 5 to 7 years of just learning some lessons till we get to the next point, whatever that point is in our life. So the upside is when you step out of the lesson phase and you've learned all your lessons and done everything you're supposed to do, you tend to walk into a prosperity phase if you set yourself up. But it's like running a marathon. The last 10 feet of that marathon are the hardest 10 feet to run because you're like, oh, my God, this has been so long. There's a finish line. And that's where you're at right now is like, oh, my God, this is heavy. And I keep using that word. I feel like I'm a throwback from the system. It's heavy, man. But that's what it feels. It feels,
it feels
heavy.
It's
heavy, right? But it's only as heavy as you let it be. If you try to lift it, it's going to be heavy. I'm going to ask you something. What would happen if you dropped it? You wouldn't have it anymore, right?
Exactly.
Let it go. Let go of the things that you can't control. Because the stuff that's going on around you, you have no control over. Some of it's people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it's people, it feels like. And people are going to do and feel what they want. They're going to do and feel what they want to do and feel. You can't control that. If they don't want to be in your, if they can't make you be what you they want you to be, you can't make them be what you want them to be. They are who they are. You are who you are. Just let it go. Let it go. You know, let it go. And move forward. Take that, release that breath and let go. And know that on the other side, there's something great coming to you. I see a career transition. It doesn't feel like a new it's something different, something higher, some more money coming down for you, whether that's a promotion or a new position. I see love ignition happening. I see everything coming to you like you're going to turn the corner and life has piled up for you. And this is not 2018. This is going to be before the end of this year that things are going to turn for you. But you got to let it go. You got to let go of the things that are holding you back because they're anchoring you. Okay?
It's true. You're right. Today, my, you know, that heavy burden of just me bearing my name, you know, because that's all you have. The other caller was like, this is my brand, you know, and this is who I want to be recognized, you know, that legacy that when, you know, the generations to look back to me, even though I am in that, you know, phase of going down, but you know that rising up is also good, and when you get down again, you know you can get up back again, you know. So that's I don't know.
When someone knocks you down or something knocks you down, it is the way in which you stand up which defines who you are.
Yes.
And when you stand up taller each time.
All right.
If you allow yourself to do that.
Okay.
You have to know that it's you call upon the archangels. You know, the archangels are there for you to give you some support. You know, that connection. If you go to my website, you'll see that I have some resources there for you. I have some guidance there for you that'll help you around transitional, you know, spiritual transformation for yourself. But what you need to do is start your day with this acknowledgement of gratitude, everything that you feel grateful for. And then end your day with releasing everything that stood in your way, everything that's distracting you, everything that you don't need, anything that's just negativity, whatever you want to call it, let it go. If you do that every day, like practicing your football kicks or whatever it is that you do, you'll find you'll get better and better and better, and your disciplines will become more instilled. And pretty soon people can't shake you. The stuff can't shake you. And then you'll wake up, each day will be brighter, and you'll stand taller, and you'll start to see past the fog, because you can't see past the fog.
Right.
So be kinder to yourself.
I will.
You didn't do anything wrong. You're just a person living a life, and you're just coming out of a lesson phase. Lesson phases, they are horrifying sometimes.
It's true.
But the key is to learn the lessons. And I ask you this before I let you go. Have you learned the lessons?
Yes, I did.
So say that. Acknowledge that. You know, God, I learned my lessons. I thank you. I thank you for the lessons that you've given me.
Yeah.
No, they were awesome and they were amazing. And I also thank you for not letting me have to go through them again.
And then
let it go. And you're going to get up one day and like, oh, my God, I feel so light.
Okay.
And slowly you release all the stuff. And if people don't want to be in your positive space, don't let them in your space right now. You don't have – you're not strong in spirit enough right now to be able to handle the heaviness of the negativity of people. If they don't want to be a positive force for you, then don't let them in right now. Okay?
Right. Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. So go to my website, join the prayer list, please.
I definitely will.
Let me know how everything is going. All right?
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good
you're
night.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good. So my website, once again, bellydancingmedium.com. Spiritual transformation, guys. Getting through to utilize your support systems to help you traverse the negativity, traverse the obstacles, and make your life about what's powerful for you. Mediumship is a wonderful gift to have. I enjoy it. I'm able to engage with people in terms of getting them messages, connecting them to their lost ones, all this wonderful things that I'm blessed with to do. But my greatest pleasure is helping people see past the fog to get to their dreams, to get to what it is that they are destined to do. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, my name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hey, you just said the most perfect thing, getting them where I'm supposed to be. I'm in a job that is pretty toxic, and I thought I could change things, but I realized it's too far gone. And I have some stuff coming up. I'd like to be able to go to it. I don't know. Do you see me getting a job soon?
Yes.
Or,
so
oh,
I didn't
God,
even get a chance.
You.
Yes. And it's a leadership kind of a more of a focused job around leading processes and leading change. Because that seems
wow.
to be a gift that you have. There's leading change around something that you talk about toxicity, you're at some place
uh-huh.
where they're going to be more open to what
uh-huh.
you're trying to bring. Place you're at is closed. It's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. They're just closed, and this is not for you. It's nice to get a check and eat, you know. It's nice to do
exactly.
that. That's always a good thing. But when you have a gift like your, you know, comes from the heart and the soul and the higher
mm-hmm.
self, when you have that gift, you got to go somewhere where you're able to lead that. And it almost feels like you have the hands of a martyr. So it's like if you could get engaged with a nonprofit or an organization that helps people, that would be really ideal for you because you could help
mm-hmm.
them create things that will help people and change lives. That would be really great for you if you could do that.
Do you see it pretty soon?
Look at you. You're like, is it happening tomorrow?
well,
poor thing.
I kind of
want
3 weeks. Because I'm going on a spiritual retreat and they never let us off on Saturdays. But I'm going to go and I wonder if I'm going to get fired for doing it.
Well, that's two different questions. So the first thing I'm going to see is that you've made some, you've reached out to a couple of resources and it feels like you're going to hear back from one of your fishing expeditions
okay.
here around a job very soon.
Okay.
It's hard, so I always hesitate on the radio because the connection isn't as strong as it in person, so it's always hard to
okay.
really pinpoint time. But I can tell you that I'm being told that you're being asked not to worry about the retreat.
Okay.
Because God's got you. Keep doing what you're focused
okay.
on because you have to go to this retreat. Just what you're going to get from this retreat is part of your process, so you need to go.
Okay.
So don't worry about that. But you're going
to
be hearing back from...
I
kind of
have to fib about going. I'm going to fib.
Well,
and I feel bad about that.
that's because that's who you are. You just say what you got. I'm not, you know, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. You haven't expressed your full name and said what company it is, and we're not, nobody knows,
yeah.
But people do this all the time. You're just doing what you need to do. And you know, that's, I'm going to leave it at that, but I'm not concerned. I don't feel concerned about it because I'm feeling like
mm-hmm.
what I'm getting is that God's got you on the other side. So you're
awesome.
Going to come to where you want to be and everything's going to line up, but you have to go to this retreat. It's part of what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
Does that make
Thank
sense?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes.
God bless you. And you have fun and keep focused and manifest that magic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good night. Bye-bye. Awesome. Lots of people still holding. There's no way I'm going to get through everyone. I've got like 35 people holding. So I'm going to take this opportunity to invite you guys to go to my website. Click onto my mailing list and request to be added to my mailing list. You can send me an email if you have just a quick question that I can answer really quickly. I am happy to answer. If you need more support, then we could talk about what that looks like. But there are so many of you, and I'm so honored to have you guys call. It makes me feel really good every week to get on this radio program with you. I want to announce that I've added a couple of extra days onto the week. I do my Spirit Talk radio program starting on the 5th, which is not next Monday, but the following Monday, and I'll be doing guests on Monday nights, and I'll be doing the same thing on Saturdays at 10 a.m. starting next month as well. So please tune in, join my mailing list on bellydancingmedium.com to get the updates, and make sure you add yourself to my prayer list online and add yourself to my mailing list. Good evening.
Hello, you're speaking to Tracy. How are you?
I'm great. So you say Tracy?
No, it's Stacy.
Stacy. Hi, Stacy. I'm doing awesome. What can I do for you tonight?
So I know in the future, not now, but I do see, I've been having little premonitions of an upcoming relationship that might possibly lead to marriage. And
okay.
I just want to take my time with it. I don't want to rush. But if I decide to do a marriage, do you see, what are my guides telling me about possibly doing an elopement? Not right away, but later instead of having a big wedding.
That's so funny. It's like we're just going to sneak away. And I don't want to have to worry about all these. It's just too much stress.
Yes.
You guys are going to be on the same page. It's just like everything is going to be, you're going to make some people a little upset. So later on, you're going to have a gathering for them. Because there are going to be
yes.
people that want to be attached and want to touch and pet and be a part of that. But this connection that you this connection that you're coming to is a completion of a past life conversation. So you guys have done this before, so you don't need it. So what you're feeling is absolutely correct.
All right. Oh, sounds awesome. Okay, so I'm not going to keep you long. I know you have a lot of calls online. Thank you, and I will listen to your show again. Thank you.
Okay,
and good night.
Thank you for listening. Good night. Bye-bye. That is really awesome to get that confirmation. I understand how important it is. Don't forget, everybody, to like my radio show right there on the front of the radio page here at the New Age Guild Radio. Because when you like my radio show, it goes higher in the rankings and I can get more featured time. When I get more featured time, I can be here more often for you since so many of you are listening. Thank you for calling in. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Tony.
Hi, Tony. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
What can I do for you?
I'm just finding a new job, a new... trying to change my career path.
Okay.
So, you know, do you see any change for me in the near future?
Okay. Let me see what I got here for you. I'm having a hard time hearing you, so you have to forgive me. It's like your voice is very, very, very soft on the radio. And what I do see that you, it's not that you want to make change, like you have to make change, because it's just not, the space that you're in is just not working. And that seems to be a theme that we're having. But I do see you wanting to do more because of your feet moving around a little bit there. So I don't know if that's walking or dancing. I'm not quite sure what that is. But it's just not happening for you where you're at. So the career transition that I'm seeing is taking you from where you're at to where you want to be. And I'm seeing going into the new year, I'm looking at the, say, the early part of spring leaving the winter. Was that April, March, April? Is that what that is? Is where I see you making the full change. It's like you're evolving to this next space. And so you're being asked to be patient because you're still trying to figure out what that is. And it looks like you have to take some time to develop something. And it looks like a course or a seminar that you're going to be taking to kind of help you get your head around some of the things that you want to do. And I see you interacting more with people outside of just sitting at a desk, or see whether it's outside sales, you're talking to people more and being much more joyous in your conversations. Does that make sense?
Let me tell you, it kind of does.
right now, no, I think you hit the spot. Right now, I'm a supervisor,
okay.
And I'm going to start my training next month. It's a, I believe it's a 6 to 9 month training.
Oh, wow.
For assistant center manager. So, I mean, you hit the spot.
That makes sense. Oh my God! So 6 9 months from now, it goes right into the beginning, going into the beginning of next year. Look at that!
Yes.
ding ding ding.
I know. So, but the thing is, like, you're right. I mean, I'm on my feet a lot. You know, when it's, I mean, it's a lot of training, you know, I know that I need. We call it a priority one training to
uh-huh.
kind of give you certain scenarios to kind of mold you into that position when
okay.
you're ready. So, you know, but I'm just not feeling it because, I mean, I know it's, I need to learn, but I feel like if it's, the pressure's only on me, and I have another assistant center manager, but he's not that knowledgeable of our business. But I feel like I'm having to do the work for two, and it's kind of becoming
right.
a little bit of, you know, it's irritating for me.
So just, you need to do the work to kind of calm yourself
mm-hmm.
and ground yourself and think about what you can bring to yourself outside of this work scenario
mm-hmm.
in terms of support systems, whether it's reading or taking a class, and where you can expand your ability to get past him, because you are
mm-hmm.
feeling that you are more evolved than he is. And so that's a real feeling.
Mm-hmm.
This is not some ego thing for you. This is real
mm-hmm.
for you. And so
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean anything. It's not going to get in your way. It's just exhausting is what it is.
Yeah.
So,
I feel like if he's, I don't know, like I'm very vocal. Like I express myself when something bothers me and me, you know, but it's like, he's so good at sweet talking everybody. And, you know, he has that lip. I don't know if he could make you believe that the sky is purple. And
yes.
Like, wow.
It's called having charisma. He has charisma.
Yes. But deep down,
yeah.
I mean, it's like I see right through him, and he kind of, I think that's another thing that bothers me about
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Like,
doesn't mean
anything. He doesn't have to do anything, but it's just like he just knows how to word things around and it's like to his favor.
It doesn't mean anything. Stick to your process. Make sure that you're doing the work that you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let yourself shine and ground yourself every day. The same advice I gave earlier, I stand by that.
Mm-hmm.
That gratitude in the morning and that release at night, is it'll
mm-hmm.
save your process, because you go in grounded and in gratitude and enjoy, and whatever you pick up through the
mm-hmm.
release it. So you don't take it with you into the sacred time, because that's what sleep is.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep is sacred time. That's when we commune
mm-hmm.
with spirit. That's when we are resting our souls. And you don't want to take that stuff with you when you go into sleep. And you'll find that your days will become easier and easier to navigate. You'll become much happier.
Yeah.
And the stuff that he does won't get to you quite so much.
I guess I'm trying to avoid him, ignore him. Like you said,
you can't avoid him.
Busy.
You can't avoid him. You can't. He's there.
I can't because we have the same office.
Avoid him. And you don't want to start the noise around what you're not doing or what you're making happen or the waves or the energies. You don't want to contribute to that. So just make sure that you're staying nice and positive and just stay focused on what there is to focus on. Okay? All right. It's okay, because you're going to get your reward here. If you can just get through this training course, it's going to come up the way you want it to here in the end. All right?
God willing, yes. Thank you.
Yes, stay focused and keep the faith. All righty, you have a good one. God bless you. Okay, good night. Bye-bye. That is super awesome. Oh, my goodness. I'm overwhelmed by the number of people who are holding the call, and the show is coming to an end here. So I am going to try and get through one more caller. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Nicole. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, hi, Nicole. Welcome, first-time caller. Oh, I wish I had both.
Hi.
Well, I got like 3 minutes left, and I want to make sure I get to your answer. What can I do for you?
Okay. Yes, I was wondering what you see for relationships, and I am separated from my husband. Do you see us reconnecting or getting back together, or do you see another relationship for
I see the husband connection. I don't see anything right now for that. It's like you just kind of released someone that needs to grow. Needs to grow. He's over there. Let him grow. You have to finish clearing that out. There's still some work that you need to do to clear that out, and then something else will come in. I see the one that's going to come in and help you remember what it's like to have fun. And then I see something coming in after that that's going to be more of a long-term relationship. So you're going to have two more relationships, or at least one more relationship, and then a relationship that's going to be a little more long-term. So when the first one comes, try not to turn too crazy over it, because it's going to feel really awesome. But you don't remember what it's like to just be in just a really great relationship. Just fun and sensual and appreciative and joyous. And that's what the next one is going to be. So the message that you're given is let go of the husband energy right now. The sooner you can kind of push that to the side, the sooner they'll bring you this other relationship so that you don't get so don't have any issues. Because your heart's still kind of connected. But, holiday season, I see you having a good time. So you're going to have someone standing next to you during the holiday season, which it seems to be really important that you get through the holiday season not being alone. And so you're not going to have to worry about that.
Okay, is this somebody I already know? Because I live in a town where I don't know anybody in this area.
This is going to be somebody you're going to run into. So you don't know this person, but it looks like you may know the second person.
Okay, is it my husband, or me and my husband going to reconnect or something?
I don't see that right now. I don't see that. It's possible that second person is, but I don't see that right now, because where he's at right now, because part of that is he has to grow, and that's his choice, right?
Like he chooses, that's his choice, no doubt.
If he chooses to stay where he's at, you're going to be like, that's not happening. So he's got to grow. Yeah. So let him go do that. But this next person you're going to meet, and it's in the town that you're in. This is a local person, and it's very sexy relationship. It's a very sexy relationship. So be prepared for fun.
Okay. Do you know the person's name? Because I'm not getting a name. Okay.
But what I want you to do is I want you to join my mailing list. Click on my website and join my mailing list so we can keep in touch. I want to know how you're doing, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Have a good evening.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye. Oh, it's always fun to get a first-time caller. Oh, so fast, so much. I'm going to let everybody go this evening. It was a pleasure talking to all of you. I will be back again tomorrow night. My sister, the Yes Coach, is going to be broadcasting tomorrow night, and then I'll be back again next Wednesday for another on-the-air inspirational reading program here at Tea Talk. In the meantime, be loved, be powerful, and be appreciative and remember that you ignite your life today so that you can evolve it tomorrow. God bless you and good night.